Are we rolling? We're rolling. Okay, that's great. We're rolling. Excuse me. Shit. I don't know, man. Last night I could feel it kind of going on me. I don't know what the fuck. It can't be a cold. It's got to be maybe an allergy or some shit. All right. Beautiful, man. Beautiful, baby. I'm watching some of this goddamn ice hockey. I'm watching some of the ice hockey here, you know. This is, I know the screen's kind of fucked up because I got on the other TV. I should have it on the one TV. I got on the other TV. On the other TV, I got the Lakers. What the fuck am I looking at? Oh, man, how times have changed. Times, life. All right. I feel like fucking shit, too. So, I don't know. I got some kind of a fucked up throat. me. Phil Hendry Show here. Hi, it's Phil. And things feel okay. Maybe coming down with an allergy or cold or flu. I don't know what the fuck I got. I got a flu shot. Can't be flu. La, ha, ha. Oh, man. God damn it. Let's see what we got here, man. my friend Barry is in town. She's looking at real estate. And Maria just completed some physical training. She's in the middle of physical training for to prepare her for the surgery she's having, because the thinking is that if they strengthen the muscles and they, because they work the shit out of her, and she hates it. She fucking hates it. Because they really work her. Because they're looking to get the muscles so that they're ready to go once the hip replacement has been done. And the poor thing, she messaged me today and said they took pity on me and they gave me just a massage, and they did, they gave her some ice, which is the best thing for inflamed tissue is ice. What is this? 1, 2, 3, 4. Aye, aye, aye. So if any of you guys have bad backs or anything like that, not bursitis, and we're not talking about that, but we're talking about an injury. When you have an injury, you don't want to put heat on it. You don't put heat on that sucker until such time as you kind of, you know, get the inflammation down so the muscle isn't locking the injured disc, if you will, or whatever is off, locking into place. You want to relax the muscle so that it can get back into where it's into sync. And so she gets ice, because I made the mistake. I stopped at the pharmacy and I got those heating pads. You know, you've seen them now. They've got them all over the goddamn place. I don't even know how they're activated, but they're these pads you can wrap on your elbow, your shoulder, your elbow, your knee, and there's heat. And they told her, no, 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 no. I said, okay, you know. I should know better, too, because when I had my bad back, they gave me cold packs to put on my back. They said, no, don't go near it with heat, you know. So I didn't. I can assure you of that. Oh, I'm going to tell you. Well, all right. Looks good to me. Looks bloody good to me. What the fuck? Okay. Let me see. Well, that's interesting. Now let me see something. Henry, what the fuck are you doing, Henry? All right, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's all right. Let me look here, man.
And you're invited to
Pete Bone.
The Pete Bone. And we're looking forward to a new day, a new age with Elvis Sharrock as our president.
Elvis Sharrock.
It'll be Pete Bone, who is going to be doing the do here on our pre-show, here on the show this week, filling in. We'll see how that goes. Maybe that some drama will ensue. We got a lot of fucking shit to do between now and, frankly, Friday, because everybody's going on vacation. Everybody's going on vacation, and the only guy left will be me. So I can run this whole thing if I knew how, but I don't.
Now, this time last year, we'd gotten back from vacation. I'd been on vacation in Big Sur. And I got to tell you, I'm ready for another one. I'm so fucking ready for another one. And I just had the greatest idea in the history of the world. I don't know why I haven't thought of this sooner, but I'm going to do it. I love to drive. I don't think I've ever shared this with you guys. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's such a mediocre, in a lot of ways, it's such a mediocre task driving a car, right? That one never thinks of it as a form of relaxation. But it is absolutely the most relaxing thing in the world for me. I think it's because, number one, it's solitary. It keeps your mind occupied, but your body's relaxed. There is physical activity involved, but it's not strenuous. And what's really the most physical activity that you're involved in is looking at stuff, noticing things. There's movement, so you're not bored. I love it. I like driving. Even the only thing I don't like is traffic, where you're stopped dead in traffic. It drives me nuts. But as long as I'm fucking moving, and I thought, you know, it'd be a great vacation for me. I mean, I would love this, is to take 2 weeks and just fucking take off in the car, stopping, say, every night at a new, wherever I wind up, and then turn around and come back the next week, because I figure it'd take me that much time to get there and back again, right? One of my destinations I was thinking of would be New Orleans. Haven't been there in 20 years. Haven't lived there in almost 40, you know. The late 70s. I lived there for, I don't know, 6-8 months. This time of year, as a matter of fact, in 1977 or 8. 1978. So I was 39 years. I thought I would do that. And the more I think about it, the more I love the idea. Plus, I can do a whole bunch of fucking Periscopes and Facebook Lives and that kind of bullshit. And who knows? Wherever the news is, wherever there's something going on, man. I just saw Steve Hartman. he's a nice guy. He was on Extra Sports. What station he was on. All right, let me see here.
You know, there's a whole bunch of shit I don't know how to do. Therefore, everybody said, we're going on vacation, Phil, whether you like it or not. I said, that's fine. I'm just, you know, everybody, they deserve it. Alex.
So everybody went on vacation this time last year, and I took care of everything. As a matter of fact, I remember paying for vacations for people. I did. I picked up the cost of vacation for a couple people.
This deserves it. So I will maybe just dispense with the pre-show. We were beeping and editing. Let me see what I got going on here, man. All right.
I got a line on you.
A line on you. Here's what I'm going to do here. We're going to be doing a Pete Bone show. All right, so here we go.
This is from last year. Forgive me, but I don't have my throat's gone. I don't know what happened. I think it's an allergy. It's got to be. So I got to drink a lot of fucking water. I can do the Sudafed thing. It puts me to sleep. Who the fuck are these people? They're showing the Lakers from the 80s, basically. And I'm seeing, and it was the Showtime Lakers. And they're showing a bunch of fucking people. I can't for the life of me recognize who they are. But it was the Showtime Lakers back in the day of Magic, James Worthy, you know. And then that was the Celtic team of Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Danny Ainge, Kevin Johnson, and the Chief, Robert Parrish. It's a great fucking Celtic team. And that was sort of the 60s reborn. That was, the 60s was a time of Laker-Celtic rivalry. And sort of a, just interspersed in all of that were the Philadelphia 76ers. You know, the Lakers. Lakers didn't win shit. They were always in the final, the NBA finals in the 60s, but they couldn't beat the Celtics. Started to beat them in the 80s. In the 80s, they also came up against the Sixers. And the Sixers, I think, were prominent in the 60s, too, when they had... Didn't the Sixers have Wilt? They had Bill Russell. Yeah. It's hard for me to remember, man. Those Sixer teams, you know, when they had Bobby Jones, Billy Cunningham, Hal Greer. I'm going way back now. and the later was Moses Malone, and Dr. J. Did he play for the Sixers? Yeah.
So anyway, you know. All right, man. Pete Bone. Pete Bone here.
Yep. It's going to be Pete Bone.
Elvis Sherrock. has defeated Bob Elvis Schirach is victorious, and we're looking forward to a new day, a new age with Elvis Schirach as our presidential candidate here of the Anglican Party, of the Ganglion Party. I am very encouraged, and I hope you are too. Randy, I know that you... I'm very encouraged. And did you try to get the opposing candidate on? I tried to call...
You haven't started the show yet, have
Rick
you?
Rick Belfry and his lovely... has defeated Bob Singh. I tried to...
Okay, yeah, there it is. Hasn't started yet.
From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, the time is now for Pete Bone. The Pete Bone Revival. The Pete Bone Rising. Pete Bone Rising. It is time for Pete Bone Rising. How long, 7 after. All right, man. Here we go.
Here we
now,
go, guys.
I don't know really what commercials we're going to be doing.
this is a little bit of the pre-show from
bitch.
A year ago, May the 9th.
This is why God made shirts. This is why God made shirts that, you know, you don't really give too much of a shit about.
Jesus H. Christ. I had a problem there with the...
Pete Bone on the air.
The matting.
So, I got a line on you, baby.
All right, so we're going to see Pete Bone here. And then that'll be that. And then we'll see you guys tomorrow night.
What is this, man?
That's me babbling.
This is for today. This is for tomorrow? All right, here we go, man.